Static. Shift.
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that soft neon glow tells me that it's time for us all to settle in and see what might unfold from the time between now and when the sun comes up. That sunrise, just like the sunset, that's something we can always count on every day. Outside of that, though, there can be an awful lot of uncertainty in life. The weather, the traffic, or even just unexpectedly having something vanish. Tell me, friends, have you ever lost something? Not just misplaced it for a little while, but has something ever just seemed to go poof? Like maybe your car keys, or even something bigger, maybe something important? If so, I hope it finds you again, somewhere.
Hello, Kaufman Investigations. What can I do for you?
This is Matthew Kaufman, registered private investigator.
You got him. Look, I'm not even actually open right now, so what do you say you give me a call back in the morning, huh? Like, around 8 is usually...
I need to retain your services. You take pictures, right?
Yeah, I take pictures. What am I shooting here? Some cheater, a workman's comp case, what?
No. Do you know about the gala tomorrow night?
Yeah, I know it. Bunch of richies and bigwigs get together and slap each other's backs for being rich and powerful.
Yes. I need you to take some photos.
Okay. Could you be a little more specific, maybe?
Listen closely. In a minute, you're going to put the phone down on your desk and go just outside your door. There's a manila envelope hidden behind your sign. Go get it and tell me when you have it.
Hold on. Who are you?
Please, get the envelope. You want this job.
Hold on. I have the envelope.
Open it.
Looks like three photos along with... Is this a dossier? And how much is this?
5 times your normal rate. That's your retainer. When you finish, you get the rest.
How much?
Enough that you won't have to spend your nights taking pictures of car accidents and shootings. We both know you want out.
Maybe I do.
The money you're holding. You could hang up this phone and keep it. I couldn't do anything about that. But you want this job. Look at the third one.
This guy with the chin? Yeah. He's a science nerd wannabe. Inherited everything from Daddy, right?
The information we have on him. Read it very carefully.
Yeah. Bunch of names, and then... Wait. Chief McCracken?
Matt, we have proof you were wrongly dismissed. You should still be a detective. You get us what we need, you get the money and the information you've spent years looking for. But I need to know right now. There isn't much time.
So, just pictures of these three together, huh?
Details for the drop location is provided. Can I take that as a yes?
All right. I'll do it.
Have the film at the drop point no less than an hour after the event. And be careful.
Alright. You really need to tell me who you... I'm gonna need a hand with this one.
Hello?
Hey, Jer. It's me. You sleeping?
Was. It's... Jeez, Matt. This better be important. Like, several dead bodies important.
No. Even better. Tomorrow night, you up for a job? We'll need that parabolic mic of yours.
I could use a little scratch. What's the gig?
Just pictures. That big fancy party downtown. Three people, just a few shots of the three of them together.
Doesn't sound like something that needs audio. Or am I missing something?
Just bring it. I'll explain tomorrow night. Meet me at the office.
All right. I'll be there around 6.
I want to extend a warm welcome to any visitors who might be in our fair city tonight. I hope your time here proves to be memorable.
Hey, right on time. You bring everything you need?
Yeah, I appreciate you making me haul it all the way here with no explanation. Mind telling me what exactly is going on?
Last night, I get this phone call right before I talk to you. Voice was disguised, so this person says they have a job. Offers me a boatload of money.
Oh, poor guy.
No, listen. It's not just the money. They said they have proof I was pushed out.
Proof? What kind of proof?
Here. Look at this. Last page. Right there.
So this guy does... What exactly does he do?
Advanced technology? Military stuff. Big industrial. But that's not what's interesting. Look at this section. Here.
Hey, that's your old chief. The one who got you kicked off the force. They're connected?
I was promised proof, along with the payment. Let's go. I have a good view of the courtyard. We should have about 45 minutes before they start moving indoors.
I don't know if we'll pick up anything on the mic at this distance.
Hold up. Look. Right there. There's only one guard that has a direct view, but there are lights in his eyes. They'll never know we were here as long as we're quiet.
Are you sure they won't see us?
Get the mic set up. I want to be able to hear.
Okay, there we go. Here's your earphone.
Thanks. Okay. A little to the left. There's the senator. Do you have eyes on the others?
Ah, there's Mr. Business Guy. Dear Lord, that chin...
Focus. What about the scientist?
Speak of the blonde devil with the ponytail, and she shall appear. So, What happens if they don't end up talking to each other? A little bit of a leap of faith, isn't it?
The packet they left for me explicitly said they would. They had some reason to. I think our job is to find out what.
Well, that seems awfully
convenient. The senator and Mr. Chin are talking by the fountain. And here comes Lady Einstein.
Senator Davenport, Mr. Gardner, let me begin by telling you how much I despise the both of you. Can we get this over with, please?
Now, Doctor, please. I think we can just put aside...
I respect the good doctor's directness and her candor. This is business.
Thank you. I need assurances you'll follow through with the funding. My team does important work.
The equipment you requested is being delivered, right now, if I'm not mistaken. Once you give us what we need, you're free to do whatever you like.
We will, of course, count on your discretion, Doctor.
You're all alike. You play with this world like it is your own personal game of chess.
Doctor, you can't tell me you aren't curious about this project. Your contribution will put us hundreds of years into the future.
And that's just the beginning.
You'll end up healing yourselves, if you're lucky. Fine, let me see it. I need a demonstration before I sell my soul.
Here. You'll want to look right here.
What am I look... Oh, God. Nimyot Biet? I get full control, or I walk. There will be no more of this.
Monthly reports. We need to be in the loop.
You'll run your lab as usual, and my considerable resources will be at your disposal. Just play nice.
We should all be in a gulag for this. You've had 2 disappearances just in this city in the last month. At least with this under my control, I won't need to worry about those kinds of sloppy mistakes.
That?
Some kind of factory?
No, not a factory. School, maybe. Old hospital. In any case, it looked like where Joy goes to die.
Matt, that kid. What was that?
I don't know. But right now, we need to get the hell out of here and drop this film. What are you doing tomorrow morning?
What time do you want me there?
Make it 7. We're gonna find some answers.
Well, my friends, as I look out the window, I can see a hint of color growing at the horizon. Which means it's time for me to sign off. Now it's time for the light, for things to be seen and revealed. So let that sun shine bright on you. But once that sun goes down again, make sure you come find me, and we'll spend a little time together. Until then, take care, fellow citizens of the night.
Static Shift Episode 3, Nightcrawler. Featuring the talents of Aaron Sikalski, Danielle Card, Jennifer Kellums, Tiffany Magnuson, Rob Sogomonian, Marcus Roberts, and Jason Tibor. Static Shift was written, directed, and produced by Jason Tibor, in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production.
Click.